For those of you who were here last Sunday, Kathy Elliott was preaching, and she preached from Mark 10, 35 through 45, and I'm preaching from the same passage today for a couple reasons. One, I think it's fascinating to hear a passage and see where one preacher goes with it and where someone else takes it in a different direction. And it was also a message that I particularly wanted to share today as we are electing a new slate of elders and talking about church leadership. So I invite you to listen to this word. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10, the other disciples, heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be a slave to all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." God bless the reading and the hearing of this word. Amen. Being in a position of authority and being authoritarian are two completely different things. Knowing the difference is crucial. Whether the issue involves your leadership role in business or in a volunteer organization or the church. And it also impacts one's understanding of and approach to parenting. Back when I attended seminary, we spent a good deal of time on this topic because we were informed that it would greatly impact our ministry as a pastor of a congregation. And as pastors in training, we were warned to beware the temptation of power and control, as defined as an authoritarian relationship with the congregation. Yet on the flip side of that, we were also cautioned to not shy away from the inherent authority that comes with the position and responsibilities of being a pastor and preacher. Now, many of us were a bit confused because we weren't really clear on the actual distinction between having authority and being authoritarian. After all, many of us were part of the anti-authority generation of the 60s and 70s. But as it turns out, if a person who is in a position of authority does not exercise that responsibility as a leader, they will become ineffective, probably at best, and destructive at worst. Now, let me explain by applying this to the task of parenting, something of which most of you are fairly familiar with. The position and role and responsibilities of being a parent comes with inherent authority, which, if not exercised, may likely lead to later problems with that child. And family counselors are rightly suggesting that the key, however, is to not become authoritarian, as in transforming a parent's rightly given authority into a weapon of power and control, to the point of some kind of totalitarian domination over their child. Well, in addition to parents, pastors, and church leaders, this dynamic can and should be applied to anyone in a position of authority, including educators, those in the business world, and of course, politicians. Well, this difference between authority and authoritarian is wonderfully explained in a book entitled Saving Jesus from Those Who Are Right. My favorite book title. And the author is feminist theologian Carter Hayward, a professor of theology at the Episcopal Divinity School in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And she writes, authority can be defined as the power to authorize or the ability to empower, and can be held and bestowed in just and unjust ways. Authority is a morally neutral concept, neither good nor evil in itself. By contrast, authoritarianism, the hoarding of authority as power over others, is always spiritually problematic. Now, the biblical term used for this hierarchical authoritarian style of leadership, which we heard about in both scripture passages this morning, is lording it over others. The Old Testament reading from the book of Nehemiah reveals that as governor, he refused to lord it over the people like the previous governors did. For they laid heavy burdens upon the people and took from them food and wine and money. And we're told that even the servants of the governors lorded it over the people. Now, examples of this kind of governing can be found in many countries today where people are led by authoritarian dictators or heavy-handed politicians. And yes, I will take the risk of veering into politics enough to say that I think some of the politicians in our country, and yes, in our state, tend to confuse the inherent authority of their elected position with being authoritarian, wanting to hoard authority as power in order to lord it over others. And sadly, in the religious community, there is no better example of authoritarian abuse than when it is used by those who think they possess the power and control to dictate and demand others to think, behave, believe, and interpret scriptures the same way they do. So yes, accusations of lording it over others can indeed be leveled at certain religious organizations, their leaders, and their practices. For is not the continued refusal to ordain women into church leadership roles within certain faith traditions, along with the desire to control decisions concerning women's health issues, including the use of birth control, nothing less than age-old attempts to lord it over women? Those of us on the progressive end of the theological spectrum, devoted to issues of social justice and equality, often find ourselves feeling called to speak truth to power, to others in positions of authority within our denomination. And while some argue that they are simply adhering to church tradition and maintaining church heritage, our common refrain is, enough is enough. When faced with what we have considered to be instead an authoritarian agenda of power and control over others. Now, in today's gospel reading from Mark 10, Jesus also makes reference to lording it over others in relation to how the Gentiles govern their people. And Jesus immediately follows that statement by commanding the disciples, but it shall not be so among you. For it seems that brothers James and John had some issues of power and control of their own. They had the chutzpah to ask Jesus to grant them anything they asked. But like a wise parent responding to a child, Jesus, before saying yes, asks first, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And the response, "Oh, nothing less than to allow us to sit on your right and left hand in your glory." It is nothing new to want to move up the ladder and scale of importance and influence. And Henry Nouwen, who was a Catholic priest, a Harvard professor at one point in his ministry, and as I have mentioned on several occasions, one of my favorite authors on Christian spirituality, comments that people have always been tempted to replace love of others with power over others. And he writes, "The long, painful history of the church is the history of people ever and again tempted to choose power over love, control over the cross, being a leader over being led." It's true, many good religious folks, including many pastors, seem to have forgotten the core of Jesus' ministry: to serve, not to be served. Instead, some get trapped in the temptation of upward mobility, common in our culture, seeking bigger churches, more pay, more prestige in the community, being seated in places of honor. Jesus' declaration that he came not to be served but to serve reflects something almost antithetical in our culture. Henry Nouwen calls this downward mobility. And he writes, "The way of the Christian leader is not the way of upward mobility in which the world has invested so much, but the way of downward mobility ending on the cross." Well, as we continue to learn authentic discipleship, following the ways and teachings of Jesus is costly. And the following is a quote that I've shared with you several years ago concerning the issue of authority and leadership. It's from Dee Hoch, who is the founder and the former CEO of Visa, the credit card company. He writes, "Control is not leadership. Management is not leadership. Only leadership is leadership. If you seek to lead," he writes, "invest at least 50% of your time leading yourself. Your own purpose, ethics, principles, motivations, and conduct. Invest at least 20% leading those with authority over you, and 15% leading your peers. If you don't understand that you work for your mislabeled subordinates, then you know nothing of leadership. You know only tyranny." What is true in business is often true in the church. And I think that the biblical texts today have been appropriate for us to reflect upon before we elect at the close of this service a new class of ruling elders to serve on our session. For they are being called to lead and to serve this congregation, a calling that includes and involves inherent authority, but not being authoritarian. And I'd like to challenge you to reflect this week upon your own leadership style and the inherent authority that you have in your life, because we all do, whether it be in your home or at your work, in the various organizations in which you volunteer or are a member, and that includes the church, and in all of your relationships with others. Crossing that line from exercising authority to being authoritarian is sometimes a fine line. And being aware of that is a spiritual discipline I personally find important as I reflect upon my own leadership as a pastor. So it is my prayer that God will show us ways to become more effective leaders, to focus on serving rather than on being served. And in doing so, Remember Carter Hayward's definition of authority as the ability to empower others. God help us to become servant leaders. Amen.